IBG 1020 Radio. Mr. Mayor, we have an extraordinarily important race for governor here in New Jersey, as you well know. The incumbent governor, John Corzine, is running for re-election. My friend Jim Florio once said he is a walking human ATM, which makes it difficult to take someone that literally can write the check, not be able to be attacked on where the money's coming from. Very, very difficult. But we have a, I think, almost a once-in-a-generation type of candidate in Chris Christie, someone that I hope you don't mind. I didn't ask your permission before drawing the comparison, but I've been telling my listeners, Mr. Mayor, that he reminds me of you, the crime-busting, no-nonsense, get-it-done attitude. Am I correct in those similarities? And I hate to have you talk about yourself in that, you know, way, but your thoughts.
Well, I see a lot of similarities. Also, I think Chris is was an excellent U.S. attorney. I think he'll be an excellent governor. I believe that the job of U.S. attorney, particularly during the period of time in which he did it, because he had so many big cases and difficult cases that involved corruption, white-collar crime, and terrorism, and he's faced all of those. He is able to make decisions. He's strong enough to make decisions and get them done and move on, which is what you've got to do. And he has an ability to be a problem solver. And that is what New Jersey needs. That's what we all need. We need people who are practical, who have the courage to make decisions, aren't going to be looking at public opinion polls all the time and kind of worried about how is it perceived. And when you're in a crisis, which we are in right now, you need to focus on the decisions and get them done and move on. Part of what's happened to President Obama is, I expected the day he came into office, he was going to announce his financial plan. Not only did I expect that, that's what I did when I was mayor of New York. I got elected in November, in November like he did. We had a financial crisis. I spent the next 6 weeks virtually full-time working on my budget, memorizing it, learning it, going over it, testing it 100 different ways. On day one, I wanted to start putting out my plan because I didn't want somebody else superimposing a plan on me. Even if it was the wrong plan, at least I was in control of it. I believe Chris Christie can be that kind of governor. He's not going to let events push him around because he's learned as U.S. attorney, you have to take control of events. And that's the kind of person that can be a really great governor.
Time for one more question in our Hurley in the Morning exclusive with Mayor Rudy Giuliani. New Jersey, not long ago, used to be low taxes, business friendly. Companies were migrating from other neighboring states and jurisdictions to do business in New Jersey. People came from New York at one point to come do business. It was better to do business for companies in New Jersey, bottom line, taxes, everything. The paradigm is completely shifted. It is so high tax now, so onerous. What needs to be done in New Jersey? What do you think Chris Christie can do to change it?
The competitive nature of the taxing system in states becomes more and more important the more difficulties exist in the economy. In other words, in good times, when people are making a lot of money, taxes are always important, but they're not as important. In bad times, when you have to save money in order to keep your business alive, that's when people think about leaving New Jersey, leaving New York, going to Florida where there's no income tax, going to Connecticut, going to places where we have lower taxes. So New Jersey has to have a competitive tax rate. You've got to take the risk of reducing taxes, because if you don't, the economy is going to be gone. And people are talking about it right now. I run a security business and an law firm. And so I talk to a lot of clients, and there are more than a few that are right now looking at fleeing to non-tax jurisdictions from the metropolitan area. And they're doing it not because they want to, but because saving that 5%, 10%, 15%, 20% can be the very thing that keeps them alive. And in this era of the internet and fairly easy travel, the idea that you have to be in any one place isn't as strong anymore as it used to be. So it is very important for states like New Jersey and New York in particular to have a low competitive tax structure, and both of us right now have just the opposite. And the next governor is going to have to change that, and is going to have the strength to change it, and is going to have the abilities to explain to people that this is being done not to help rich people. This is being done to help poor people. This is being done to help poor people who don't have jobs get jobs.
We've been visiting with Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and to my beloved listeners, you can see why I endorse this man for President of the United States. Honor to be with you, Mr.
Thank you,
Mayor.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you
chance of getting a quick tag?